Oh, howdy. Welcome back. Good to see you again. Hello. Welcome back to Shits and Gigs. It's me, Kelly, and today I'm actually quite excited. Is a Q&A episode. So I posted and asked for some questions that you guys have. Any question. I think lots of people thought I was talking about Corona specifically, because if you didn't know, I got it. So I guess first I'll start with the Corona questions, just to kind of get those out of the way. I'm approaching my fifth day of quarantine, and honestly, it has not been so bad. I've kept myself pretty entertained. I've been by the pool. Luckily, my beach, there is like no public parking or anything, so no one is ever really at the beach by my house. And if there are people, there's maybe like 10 people total that I see, and I'm very far away from them, so no worries there. And yeah, I've just been staying busy, like around the house and stuff, but I figured one way to stay busy would be continue making episodes. And so yeah, that's why I came up with the question and answer episode. My friend Emma has a podcast. She did a Q&A and it was pretty cool, so I figured I'd hop on the bandwagon and do it. Of course, we got to take that quick ad break in the the beginning of the episode. Like I said in a previous episode, I've made like, I think $7 or $8 so far. Not that that's the reason I'm doing this, but you know, got to keep the ads going because money's money, you know. You can't ever turn down some cash for chatting. All right. Q&A is to come in about 45 seconds after this ad. Okay, so like I said, I'm going to start with the Corona questions because that seems to be a topic of interest. So, first question is, how bad is it? Not bad. It's literally not bad at all. And also, disclaimer, I have literally like skimmed these questions, so we're just going off the cuff. But yeah, it's not bad at all. People are like texting me like, oh my god, I hope you're okay. Like, let me know if you need anything, which is super nice. But I literally feel fine, which is kind of annoying because like, I don't really feel like I need to be quarantining just because I feel fine. But obviously, I need to quarantine, not trying to infect the elderly or anyone else. But yeah, it's not bad at all. Yeah. Okay, another Corona question. How? How did I get it? Kind of talked about this in the previous podcast, but I went on a booze cruise, and I don't know who had it first. Maybe I had it first, who knows, but a couple of us have popped up positive, so it was a booze cruise and a bar. Stay healthy, thank you, not a question. Okay, have you lost your taste or smell? I'm gonna say no. The only thing that smells, well, I guess not really smells, but the only thing that tastes odd or just off, I guess, is hot coffee. Not iced coffee, only hot coffee, which is interesting. At first, it tasted bad. Like, no joke, I took a sip and almost spit it out. Like, it was bad, and I was so upset about it. But now, I've put a little extra cream in there, which is not great for the health, but you gotta keep the coffee flowing. So, yeah, I have been drinking coffee with cream. Is it hard to breathe while running / surfing? Unfortunately, there's been zero waves, so I only surfed one day, and the waves were no joke, like 4 inches, but I was so bored, so I was like, whatever, I'll take the longboard out, and caught a few. I don't even know if you can, like, classify that as surfing, but, and then I've run kind of, like, either on the beach, or, yeah, I guess I've only run one time. No, it wasn't very hard to breathe, not any worse than it would be normally. And to be quite honest, I have not been running at all. I kind of thought during quarantine I would like get back into running, but that hasn't happened yet. I even told myself, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll like train for a marathon during quarantine, or like run like some long run, I don't know, like do 20 miles in a day or something. But that just really doesn't sound sound fun at all. I have not been running, like, period, which has been kind of nice because there's obviously no pressure, no coach telling me to run. But I don't know. Maybe I'll go on a run today. Speaking of running, next question. What was it like to run for Florida State University? It was amazing. I loved being on the team. Absolutely loved it. The actual physical part, like the actual running, was so freaking hard just because, like, I don't know. There came a point where I just wasn't really into it. Like, honestly, freshman year, going from senior year of high school where I was basically, like, I don't want to say winning every race, but, like, I was doing pretty well, junior year of high school going into senior year. But once I committed to Florida State for running, I think in my head I was kind of like, okay, I've been working really hard and stuff, like, in training to get a scholarship to run. And then when that happened, I was just kind of like, all right, so what's next? The Olympics? Nope, not doing that. Even if I was good enough, wouldn't want to go there. Or even just professional running, like, again, I'm not saying by any means I was good enough to do that. That's not what I'm saying. But if I was, that would not be, like, what I would want to do anyway. Just because there's not much running, or not much money in running. Plus, like, the amount of work you put in for what you get out of it materialistically, there's really nothing. I mean, obviously it's great for, like, your mental health and, like, just health in general and, like, confidence and whatever. Like, I learned so many lessons, I guess, like, off the track, you could say. But do I want to continue that for my life? Absolutely not. I respect people who do. That's awesome. They work super hard. I honestly don't know how professionals do it. But, yeah, that's definitely not the goal. But, yeah, so what was it like to run for FSU? It was awesome. The amount of free stuff I got, whether it was, like, shoes or, like, just stuff, like, snacks, or we got, like, $500, or I think it was $500 for a laptop, so they helped pay for a laptop. They, you know, gave you money every time you... Literally, we had a meet at FAMU, which, if you guys know or have been to Florida State, FAMU is no joke, like, 2 miles away. Like, it's literally up the road, and we got, like, $20... or like 12, whatever it was, we got money for doing that because technically it was during like lunchtime and they have to pay you for your meals. So we literally got like $12 or whatever it was to go to FAMU, run around their track a couple times and go back. It was literally like under a 2 hour process and we got money for that. So that was sick, like getting money. It was awesome. But yeah, I would say it was just really hard having a coach, like, I don't want to say yelling at you, but, you know, giving you workouts and training and stuff, and you weren't so into the actual running. But I love my friends, I love the team, I love partying with my friends, so that is probably what kept me on the team, is honestly the social aspect, and like, obviously it kept me healthy, but yeah. Okay, next question. Do you have any goals in mind? If not sports or track and field, what else would it be? I feel like I just kind of answered that question. I have zero goals in terms of, like, continuing to run at any type of competitive level. I'm sure I'll enter the turkey trot here and there, but, like, not trying to, like, actually compete. Some people, after collegiate sports, they, like, really go hard still continuing. Like, one girl on our team, she graduated and, like, started training for a marathon and, like, killed it, which is awesome. And I kind of thought I would do a marathon, but that's not happening. I mean, eventually, maybe it will. But so I guess my goal in terms of sport and, like, health, I guess, is to just remain an active person. I would say at least 30 minutes to an hour a day of some type of movement, whether that be, like, lifting little weights or squats or going for a little jog slash walk, or I don't know. I definitely can't not do something. But I don't have any goals like actual sports. Just to have fun with my exercise, I guess. And then goals outside of sports. I'm working for Gala Winery in Jacksonville. I'll be distributing and like managing their sales, I guess. So goals for that would be to just be a good first employee, first year entry employee. But I'll be living on the beach, which is so freaking sick. My parents just, well, they're in contract to buy a condo. So me and my brother are actually going to be living together, which is really fun. But yeah, the fact that I'm living, no joke, on the beach, like closer to the beach than I live now, my goal would be to just take advantage of that and not take the beach for granted. So I think every morning or at least a few times a week, I'll go like down to the beach in the morning with my coffee or like sit on the porch and enjoy the beach. So yeah, I just want to make sure I'm not taking anything for granted. My runner crush. Okay. Not sure if I should say this out loud. Well, actually, who gives a crap? It's Craig Ingles. He's awesome. When I was interning for Nike, I met a decent amount of the runners, like boys and girls. And obviously it's like a little bit of a fangirl moment, but again, I was probably a runner who was the least into running possible. I mean, interning for Nike made me pretty into running, I guess, but that's because I was like in these meetings talking about running shoes and stuff. So it's kind of hard to not be into it. But in terms of like professional runners, freshman year and sophomore year, my teammates would always laugh at me because they're like, oh, did you see what Jenny Simpson or what whoever, like Shelleen Flanagan, blah, 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 what they did this weekend at whatever race. And I'm like, one, what race are you talking about? Didn't even know there was a race. And two, who the hell is that? Like, I literally did not know some of the biggest names in running. So it's kind of funny. But yeah, Craig Ingles, he has a mullet. I think he's cute and he's got a good personality and he brings like funny stuff, I guess, like energy and entertainment to running. He's not very serious. So I guess he would be my runner crush. Someone said, why are you making out with every dude you see on the beach working to get the Rona? That's not true. I'm not making out with anyone on the beach, especially on the job. I did not get Corona by kissing anyone. Don't even have a boyfriend. So anyone who's single out there looking, Craig, if you're listening, no, I'm kidding. But, yeah, I have not been kissing boys. So no, I did not get Corona by kissing boys, let alone making out with people at work. Definitely not a thing. But I did make an episode, on the podcast recently about people coming up to my tower and like saying stuff, one of them being this dude who's like super creepy and asked me on a date, gave me his business cards, like super weird. He's like 35 or 40 years old. So yeah, definitely not making out with him. Bo, if you're listening, sorry buddy, but I'm not going to be using your business card to call you anytime soon or ever, honestly, ever. Okay. My friend Ethan said, what's your backup plan for when TikTok gets deleted? Ethan, I know that this is just a low-key little jab at me, but yeah, for those of you who don't know, I have a TikTok, and I think I'm at over 19,000 followers right now, which, to be honest, I have no idea how or why that happened. It's kind of crazy. I made a couple videos about lifeguarding, like, you know, I'd finish a day on the job and make a quick TikTok like, oh, today this happened, or like I had to go rescue a soccer ball, or chick lost her prosthetic leg, whatever. And I guess the people liked it because some of them got like a decent amount of views and likes, and then I got followers, and now it's just kind of fun. Like, it's kind of fun to make a video and see like, oh, is this going to get a lot of likes or not? And if it doesn't get a lot of likes, I'm not the type of person who like deletes it, because it, like, I don't really care at all. It's just kind of funny, and it goes along with the theme. This when I got the question about any goals, I guess one of my goals, and this is like such an unrealistic goal, but it would be so freaking sick to like get famous on the podcast, get famous on TikTok, use TikTok to get the podcast famous and make millions of dollars, which I know that is not gonna happen. But yeah, it's just kind of cool to think about, because I obviously love talking, not even just by myself on this podcast, but like in general. So if I could literally, if my job, dream job would be to like have a famous podcast, kind of like how big Call Her Daddy got, but definitely not about to talk about that stuff. But yeah, that would be really cool. Okay, next question. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? Wow. I think it'd be really fun to fight 100 duck-sized horses just because you could, like, kick them all and they'd go flying probably because they're so small. But then if you think about it, 100 is a lot. Like, that is a huge number. So definitely not. I think I'm going to pick the one horse-sized duck just because. Can you imagine, like, that big freaking, the pecker or the, I don't know if that's what you call it, the mouth, not the pecker, the mouth. If you had to tackle that thing and that big mouth bit you, forget it. You'd be bruised for life. Like, you would seriously never come back from that. So that'd be crazy. I think my technique would be, like, just jump for the neck and hope for the best. And then maybe, I don't know, get slung around up there. I don't know. I think I'd go for the neck. Okay. If you could go anywhere in the world and it wasn't normal, no corona, where would you go? I've always wanted to go to, like, I guess it would maybe be Switzerland or, like, Iceland or something with a, like, during a winter time where it's, like, super white and snowy. I think that'd be really fun. I also think it'd be super cool to go to, like, somewhere with a decent sized surf, like Nicaragua or maybe Hawaii, although I feel like there's a lot of just touristy areas in Hawaii, or maybe Costa Rica. I don't know. I think it'd be really cool to go somewhere and surf, but not where the waves are too big, because I'm not, like, a professional surfer at all, but just to get, like, some actual waves. Like, I would say the only time I've surfed, like, for real waves are during hurricanes here, and it's fun, but it's just kind of, like, it lasts a couple days, and that's it. So I think it'd be cool to go somewhere to surf. Also, I would say my biggest concern with traveling is safety. I know that sounds, like, lame, but I don't know. It just kind of freaks me out, like, going somewhere, you don't know where stuff is, you don't know, like, who is around, like, is it a good area, if it's, you know, like, if you don't have any locals that are telling you, like, the lay of the land, it kind of freaks me out. So I would say there's lots of places I would want to go, but it would definitely take me a while to consider, like, actually going, just because of safety. But then also you got to think YOLO. So whatever, maybe when corona clears up, I'll be traveling, which I definitely want to do, because my wild things, which are my roommates from Florida State, we were like, oh my god, where should we go for a senior trip, and, like, trying to think of senior trips and, like, timing of who was available and who wasn't and blah blah blah, and then corona happened, so all that conversation about senior trips just went out the window, which was so sad, because it would just be a really nice bow on top of Florida State's experience, because I was super fortunate to have awesome roommates. Like, we never got in fights, the four of us stayed together all 4 years, never, like, added or subtracted any roomies, so it was just really cool. I feel like not many people, especially girls, have that experience where they meet, you know, the roommates, the four of them, freshman year, and then senior year, still end on a good note and living together. I feel like that's just, I think we made history. But yeah, I really wanted to travel with them. It would have been really cool. But now we can just look forward to, like, visiting each other wherever our locations may be, or, like, meeting in the middle or whatever. So definitely want to travel. I would say for now within the United States with them, which I think would be possible in a couple months, but we'll see. Can you do a shout out on your podcast? Yes, sure, but I don't know who you are or what you want me to shout out. So here's your shout out. What is, okay. Oh, if you switch lives with someone for a day, who would it be? I don't know. Again, I didn't really read these questions until I'm recording, so I don't really have, like, answers in mind. Okay, not to get political at all, but I think it would be really insane and kind of eye-opening. Again, not political, not saying, like good or bad, whatever, But if I switched lives with President Trump for a day, I just think, or just any president in general, not even Trump, but like literally any president, I just really can't imagine what their days look like. Like, do they even sleep? Like, literally, think about the president. Does the president sleep? I mean, obviously, yes. Like, you have to sleep. He's a human. But think about, like, what is going on in their head. Like, there are some nights that I can't sleep because I have a lot on my mind just thinking of, like, a to-do list for the next day. Imagine his to-do list. Like, what the hell? That would be insane. I think I would switch with the president for a day and then, like, 2 hours in, be like, never mind, I take it back. I want to switch with someone else. Like, that would just be insane. And, like, yeah, sleeping, I feel like they probably sleep, like, 4 hours, maybe. So I think, yeah, that'd be really cool to switch for a day. I also think, kind of opposite spectrum, but to switch with someone who, like, lives a very, like, outdoorsy life, like, maybe in, like, a, where the African safaris are and stuff. Like, that'd be cool to live there, just to kind of, it's so different. Like, I obviously live in a house and, like, have air conditioning. Like, it'd just be cool to experience living in a completely different environment. So that'd be cool. But I guess I can't really think of a specific I guess my answer is going to be Donald Trump. Just because that would be nuts to see how it is to live as a president. Would you rather be famous for one video? Oh my god, is this a TikTok? Would you rather be famous for one video or not be so famous for a bunch of videos? I guess it'd be cool to be famous for one video, like, kind of like one of those videos where people use your sound or something, or, like, people just really recognize your voice, because then that'd be really cool to, like, be at a bar and, like, be talking, and then they're like, are you that chick from whatever video? And you're like, yeah, and then they're like, say this, and then you say, like, the famous word or whatever. I think that'd be kind of funny. It'd be a really cool fun fact. But, yeah, I mean, I don't really care, to be honest. I guess I'd want to be famous, like, super famous for one video. Kind of like on YouTube when we were growing up and, like, that video where the chick was, like, stomping the grapes or whatever in the vineyard and then she, like, falls and she's like, oh, 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 I can't breathe. Like, that'd be really funny to be that girl and be like, oh, yeah, I'm that chick who ate shit on the grapes. And then people would know who you were. That'd be funny. Yeah, so I'm going to go with the one video. Next question. We're getting to the end. I think this actually might be the last one. A fun fact about me. I got lots of fun facts. I got a podcast. I think probably the most unique thing about me, which is so lame, but I wiggle my ear. That sounds ridiculous, but, like, since I was no joke, like, I'm literally doing it right now. This is kind of funny. Since I was, like, 1 or 2 years old, it was kind of like, I think it started as a tired thing. Like, every time I was tired, I would, with my thumb, so it's my right hand and my right ear, with my right thumb, I would wiggle my ear, and, like, my ear lobe. Like, I would, it kind of looks like I'm scratching, like, the bottom of my ear. And then it turned into, like, my thumb, my pointer finger, my middle finger, my pinky, like, literally, then I switched to the other hand. So now, 22 years into life, I'm at the point where every finger, like, wiggles my right ear, and it's only my right ear. I never wiggle my left ear. Like, I don't know. It's basically, like, the cartilage or whatever in my ear. It feels good on my finger. Super weird. But yeah, so I wiggle my ear, and if you're around me a lot, people will be like, wait, what's wrong with your ear? And I'm like, oh, shit, sorry. That's just what I've done since I was zero. So yeah, I do it when I'm tired, I do it when I'm stressed out, I do it, which I honestly don't really get stressed often. I would say I don't get stressed, I'm more just, like, think a lot, like, overthink. I mean, I guess I get stressed, but I'm not like, oh my god, I'm so stressed. Don't do that. But, yeah, I do it when I'm tired, when my ear is cold, I'll do it, yeah, it's kind of weird. But that's my fun fact. I can also do a backflip, which is kind of cool, I guess. I learned how to do that when I was in like middle school or even elementary school, I was doing some gymnastics, and then it's kind of like muscle memory. So every once in a while, if I'm drunk enough at a party and people are like, yeah, do a backflip, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And the most recent backflip I tried to throw it didn't go so well, and I was wearing a skirt. And so my friends have a video of me attempting a back handspring, and my arms just give out right when they hit the ground, and I'm upside down, and I just crumple to the ground, and I'm in a skirt, and it's just really not a good video for me, for people to see. But yeah. Let me see real quick. Any other questions? I think that was it. This was fun. Really great quarantine entertainment. So far, so good. Quarantine's been awesome. My dad has corona. Well, it's not confirmed yet, but he's waiting for his test results. But no joke, there's no way he doesn't have it. If he doesn't, I don't, then it's a false negative. Like, he definitely has it. But we're both thriving out here. My mom got real mad at us because we weren't behaving and we were like wandering the house and she can't get it because she's a nurse and she doesn't get paid if she gets it. Whereas me as a lifeguard and my dad working for transportation, he used to be a bus driver, but now he's like in the office or whatever. He gets it and he gets paid, which is just funny because school is like not even in session, but I mean, I'm not complaining. Like, it's always good to make money. But yeah, my mom, who's a nurse, and my brother is an ER nurse. He also didn't get paid when he got corona, which is so ridiculous because my mom's a nurse. She works for babies, like delivering babies, which I get it. Like, yeah, it's important to be safe and stuff. But like, it's not like a ton of babies are walking in with corona. My brother works on the corona floor, like literally the COVID floor. People come in, they have corona, he sends them to this floor, and then he goes and like helps them out, whatever. He didn't get paid. Like, what? They're like, you can't prove like you didn't get at work. I'm like, that's just so ridiculous. It makes me so mad, not because it's my brother, but just an ER nurse who is literally working on the corona floor. If they catch corona, they should get paid. Like, that's just ridiculous. I don't know what you guys think, but like, I think that's ridiculous. And I think it's great that people are getting paid if they get corona, just because, like, obviously, I mean, we can help it, but if you have to work, like, you can't necessarily stay at home. And then also, it's just, like, I think it's just bad for people to stay in their room for 2 weeks straight. Like, go outside, obviously not around people, but, like, I don't know, walk up and down your driveway or something. Like, I don't even know where this is going, but the point is, my brother and my mom are nurses and they don't get paid. So my mom was freaking out that me and my dad have it, and like she got super mad at us because my dad would like get bored and try to wander the house even though he had his mask on, whatever. So we were in trouble yesterday. But my mom comes home from work today and she's probably gonna make us some bomb food like she's been doing. Shout out to her. Yeah. Also, another random fun fact I just thought of, I might do an episode on this. I don't know how he would feel, but my dad was a firefighter in 9/11. We used to live in New York. And so I think it'd be really cool to have him on the podcast talking about 9/11. But then again, like, it would obviously be a more serious episode. He would definitely not be willing to have like a good time, like having fun talking about it. Cause like, it's obviously a super, super traumatic and like upsetting situation and stuff, but I think that'd be really interesting. I kind of would have to feel it out with him. I don't know if he'd be okay with talking about it, but yeah, that's another fun fact. My dad was a firefighter in 9/11, so that's cool. Have a cool family. All right, yeah, thanks for listening if you're still here. And if you're not, sorry that my Q&A was boring, but I'm bored. What can I tell you? I've literally been at my house or outside of my house for the past 5 days. So thanks for honestly entertaining me by doing this podcast. Alrighty, I'll be thinking of the next episode idea, and thanks for sticking around. Don't catch corona. It sucks. Okay, bye guys.